Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It's 519. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. How do you stop gun violence in the state of Illinois? A new program says you go after the core causes, the root causes of it. In fact, Governor Pritzker this week announced the Office of Firearm Violence Prevention with a $50 million package of grants to help go at the root causes, and hundreds of millions could be coming down the road. The man in charge of handing that money out is Chris Patterson. He joins us on a phone line now. Chris, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Okay, so we're going to start with $50 million. That's the initial sort of tranche of money. Where's it going to go?
So the $50 million is going to go to communities in Chicago and across the state of Illinois.
And how are you going to decide, though, who gets what, Chris, and what kind of programs will they include?
We're going to use a data-informed strategy to identify where the number of shootings are increasing and have been plaguing community members for time. And then we're going to, you know, talk to community members and you know, community organizations that are doing the work out there and then hit the ground running.
Chris Patterson is the head of the Office of Firearm Violence Prevention. Chris, yesterday we talked to State Representative Jamie Andrade from the Albany Park neighborhood up on the north side. He says the north side gets ignored. He's worried about the formulas in existence for this. Here's a little bit of what he had to say yesterday.
I need long-term resources, too, not just short-term. And I said, you know, a north side of Chicago does exist. The only thing on the north side, whoever gets funding, is Rogers Park. But besides that, anything northwest, there's no violence prevention program funds. There's no money. We have the least number of police officers. We get the least police officers for one of the largest footprints in the city of Chicago. We don't have a gang unit that is signed to the 17th District.
So he's concerned the 17th District because much of it is very safe, that the parts of it that aren't won't get the attention when you're looking at statistics and things like that. How would you reassure Representative Andrade?
Yeah, I appreciate the representative's perspective and input on that. And to a degree, I agree. I think there's many parts of Illinois that the Governor Pritzker's administration have identified, along with the General Assembly, that are underserved when it comes to affecting gun violence, right? So I think Albany Park and areas like that are just one of many. But, you know, our idea and the governor's driven direction on this is to make sure that we're not looking past communities like Albany Park and you know, communities in the southern, central, and western, northern parts of Illinois.
Okay, so tell me, Chris, what kinds of, I know that people are going to have to apply for grants to get this money, but what are you looking for aside from the geographic areas? What sorts of programs do you expect to receive this money? I mean, will they be literacy programs? Will they be family programs? What do you expect?
Sure. So typically what we're looking for are organizations that have a history or are rooted in violence reduction strategies. And so whether that's working with young people or youth and intervention services, direct services, or intervention reduction and violence reduction groups.
What works well in your experience?
So, you know, I think having people who are on the ground who have the lived experience, people who are indigenous to the area in which they're actually working, right, and who understand the culture of the people who are living there, understand the dynamics and the history of the conflicts that cause gun violence, right? So we're really looking for people who have been doing this work, if you would, for a while, and who understand the dynamics of why violence is happening, and not necessarily be, you know, going beyond why one person shoots another person, but more around the root cause issues.
Right. Well, so that's,
that caused violence.
I'm sorry, Chris Patterson's on the phone line with us. He is the new director of this Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Well, you know, that's encouraging and discouraging in a way, Chris, because if the people are doing the work now and they're doing it well, that's great. Let them continue the work. But maybe we need to spend the money in innovative ways to find new methods, because what's working now, well, there's just not enough of what's working now.
No, absolutely. And I think between 2016 and 2019, there was a significant drop in gun violence across Chicago, as an example. You know, that direction went in another direction when 2020 came for us, like so many things did. But I would say Governor Pritzker's vision for you know, really bringing comprehensive care to communities around gun violence, it is innovative, right? So it extends now to mental health support that has never existed, right? And so, like, the idea that we're not going to just, you know, the violence reduction strategy has grown from just getting a person a job to dealing with the trauma that has affected that individual, mm-hmm. right? And so the communities that are faced with trauma, you know, making sure that we're doing, you know, street outreach and a serious investment, you know, touching and coordinating with schools and children and their families and communities. So this is a broader stroke and a broader strategy than, you know, I've ever seen or anyone's ever seen in the state of Illinois. So I do think with dealing with the mental health component that we'll bring something new and innovative.
You know, I want to say I'll never forget this, and then as I'm replaying it in my head, I've forgotten most of it. So forgive me, but I spoke at Cook County Hospital one time, or no, it was a hospital near there, and someone from Cook County Hospital was addressing the crowd as well, and he talked about the fact that they can go to areas where there has been gun violence, whether it's a block, a street or something like that, where there has been a traumatic episode of gun violence, and they can go there 10 days later and see the results on mental health, not just of the people involved, but the people who live or who were nearby. And he said also then that becomes a physical situation where down the road you can see the effects on their physical health. So it's a very long-term problem, a lot more than just a trip to the emergency room for the person shot.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, that Governor Pritzker was right on point calling this a public health epidemic, right? And so I think that, you know, the collateral consequences and of trauma that is happening to people who are witnessing and experiencing gun violence is comprehensive, right? There are residual effects that happen because of it. Communities are suffering. They're impacted. People are tired. They've spoken and we've listened. And so now the idea now is how do we come out there and in support of communities in partnership with those communities and listening to what it is they need in order to get off the ground.
The governor has pledged $50 million in grants this year. The guy handing the money out is Chris Patterson. He's the head of the Office of Firearm Violence Prevention. He's here with us. So let's go back to State Representative Jamie Andrade in Albany Park, because he's got people shooting up his neighborhood today. You're going to be working on programs that might reduce gun violence the day after tomorrow or the day after that, right? You're looking at a long-term solution. Unfortunately, a lot of us are in dire need of a very short-term instant fix. How are you going to measure your success?
So I think there's one, we're going to be tracking data with our research partners, but then also I think that there's a combination of things that could happen, right? So our street outreach organizations and some of the strategies in which we're thinking about will deal with the right now situation, but we do want to think about long-term effects on the community and how do we impact that in a sustainable and long-term way. So, you know, so many people in the community are concerned because of the fact that there hasn't been a consistent flow, say, in Albany Park as an example, but we want to rest assured, like Chicago, Illinois, like we're really thinking about and moving towards, like, kind of resolving that so that people are not necessarily stuck in limbo any longer.
Chris Patterson, you've got your work cut out for you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you explaining the situation today. Okay, it's Chicago's Afternoon News. Now, I want to take a couple of minutes when we come back to talk about the Heather Mack story. You know, she was released from prison in Indonesia, got on a jet, flew to, was going to be L.A., but then the FBI said, no, make it Chicago. They arrested her today as she got off the plane. She was in federal court. We're going to talk to her attorney who says this is sour grapes on behalf of the federal government. They didn't like the sentence she got in Indonesia for a crime committed there. Should Heather Mack face federal charges here? We'll talk to her attorney coming up in the next half hour, but I'm interested in your thoughts as well. Give us a call. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. A text or phone call is preferred. We'll take your calls after the news, and Lauren Lapka coming up with the news in just 2 minutes.
We're Chicago's very own.